The New Orleans Times-Picayune is the largest newspaper in the nation so far to make a substantial move from print to digital only. This fall, a printed newspaper will be available in New Orleans just 3 days a week. The rest of the time, readers will have to go online. Now, that's one of the issues two speakers will likely address Tuesday at the Chautauqua Morning Lecture. Former NPR President Vivian Schiller will join NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik in an exploration of the changing media environment. Schiller now oversees the digital efforts at NBC News. Chautauqua President Tom Becker says the quality of journalism has been affected by the digital revolution.
I think this business about how ubiquitous information is in our lives and how we can group it and send it around, and it's at once sort of invigorating because you get access to things. It's also discouraging because I think some of the principles inside good journalism, for example, are lost with the kind of instant communication that goes on. So you're not really checking things. And frankly, some things are put out as news that aren't news.
Wednesday's focus will be on digital identity. Becker says renowned ethicist Brayden Allenby will explore the concept of second life on the Internet and all of the consequences associated with that.
So if you're out there in a digital environment and now you've got a persona and you're creating that persona and acting through it, what's the accountability you have for moral and ethical behavior? And who invokes that? And what are the consequences to you and to society?
And then on Thursday, Slate Magazine senior editor Dahlia Lithwick will focus on the legal issues that have surfaced in this digital age. As usual, the discussion continues afternoons at the Hall of Philosophy. Chautauqua's religion director, Joan Brown Campbell, says a popular figure among Chautauquans, Reverend Otis Moss III, will link digital issues with religion Tuesday.
We know him as a preacher, but we also have seen him stand with his laptop and read the scripture out of his laptop. And he communicates very much with his congregation in that way. So he's going to talk to us about, of his generation, how is it that the digital world and the religious world have to come together? He will say, it's a must.
Now, this week's digital theme is primarily aimed at Chautauqua's adult population. After all, part of the mission at Chautauqua is to help adults expand their lifelong learning. But that doesn't mean young people are ignored. In fact, you're likely to hear the laughter of children while strolling around the Chautauqua grounds. Chief Marketing Officer George Murphy says hundreds of kids are on the grounds learning and just having fun.
I think one of the hidden secrets of Chautauqua is that any given day we have about 600 kids from 3 to 15, ages 3 to 15, involved in our camps and clubs. Some activities are developmental and socializing when you're younger. If you're in the Boys and Girls Club, which is the oldest day camp in America, they use the waterfront very heavily, but again, they get involved in programming. Actors will come down to where they are. So it's not all pure recreation. It does take advantage of what goes on here.
For kids not interested in camp, Murphy says there are special studies classes at Chautauqua that offer SAT preparation, second language instruction, computer programming, and more. For children of the 60s, there's a special treat this week. Friday night, the Temptations and the Four Tops perform live at the amphitheater. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.